Welcome to Active Word with Bishop Ishmael Sam of the Loyalty House International, a denomination originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, UDOLGC. Called of God, he ministers under the anointing of his father, Bishop Doug Heward Mills. Bishop Sam is the resident bishop of the Loyalty House International, Abbey Dowenya, off the Dowenya Afenya Link Road. He oversees many churches, both in Ghana and abroad. May the power of God be activated in your life today as you listen to Active Word.
Amen. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Is Jesus coming your way today? Are you sure Jesus is coming your way today? We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's take our seats. Thanksgiving and the presence of God. How many of you remember this message? How many of you believe that your life is changing? And as you always sit in the presence of God, amen. Wonderful. So, last week, how many of you were in church last week? Oh, that's wonderful. How many were not in church last week? This is stupendous. The same number of people were here. The same number of people were not here. Hey, you don't know how it is. But last week, we got to know that it's very, very important to have the presence of God with you. I'm going to be very brief because I know we have Carol's night. Carol's evening. Is it Carol's night or Carol's evening? Carol's service this evening at 4. So I'll be brief so that those of you who want to rest your voice and do all these things, you can also do. Hallelujah. But it's very, very important. So last week, we got to know that it is very, very, very important to have the presence of God with you. Hallelujah. How many of you agree to that? Millicent, you don't agree to that? How many of you agree to that? Good. Now, why do you need the presence of God? We got to know that a time comes in your life that you really need, it's only God, if you like. It's only God who can help you. Amen. And so if you are in the presence of God, help just comes. Okay, Junior, help just comes. Hallelujah. If you're in the presence of God, help just come. Because God is the help. God is the help. Hallelujah. There's nothing you need in this world that it isn't God who made it. Who here can tell me of anything in this world that you need that was not made by God? Okay, you want to say Toyota Corolla was not made by God. It was made by Toyota. So, but it was made by God. Because God is the one who made man and everything. Is that not so? So nothing was made without God. And without him was anything made that was made. That's all. If you have him, that's why we like this song. Is that not so? Semiwo Yesua, miwo azinina, nase Yesu womia, azinina wome, semiwo Yesua, miwo azinina, nase Yesu womia, azinina. If you have God, you have everything. Is that not so? So if the presence of God is with you, that's why I said, look, for whatever you do, look for the presence of God. For whatever you do, just look for the presence of God. And as we are preparing to enter into 2021, believe God to enter with the presence of God. You see, last year or this year, a lot of things that you were believing God for, you prayed for it, but the presence of God is what you didn't ask for. When God asked Moses to go and deliver the people from Egypt, remember I told you last week, to go and remember the people from Egypt, he said, oh, well, if you are sending me, I will go. Why not? Only let your presence be with me. Is that not so? Only let your presence be with me. So if God is taking us to 2021, why not? We are happy. Hallelujah. Only his presence should be with us. Hallelujah. And if God's presence is with you, it's very powerful. Let me read a few scriptures for you about the presence of God when it's with you. And then we go back to our key to releasing the presence of God. And then we'll be happy. How many of you want to be happy? Good. Happiness starts from your face. So try and make your face happy. Wonderful. First Samuel chapter 4. First Samuel chapter 4. Verses 1 following. I'm just going to read to you something and then we'll go on. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer. And the Philistines pitched in Aphek. Verse 2. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel. And when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. So they were defeated by the Philistines. And then let the next verse. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, wherefore had the Lord smitten us today before the Philistines? Why has God caused our enemies to triumph? Why has God caused our enemies to triumph? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. Pause there. He said, let us fetch the ark of the covenant of the Lord out of Shiloh unto us. Why? First, by saying, let us fetch the ark of the covenant, it means they were referring to the fact that let us bring the presence of God with us. Because in the olden days, the presence of God could never be in humans. We couldn't carry the presence of God. We're so sinful. We're not worthy in any way for God to come and live in us. Our greatest attempt of holiness was compared to the rag you use to clean your toilet at home, and not the WC. How many of you have seen the septic tank before? The one that they come and take the toilet and carry in the night. How many of you have seen that? You see, you are young. You haven't seen those things before. Hey, they are rules they knew. People didn't know anything. You haven't seen some before. But also, your attempt to be holy, your attempt to be righteous, can only be ascribed to that thing. So there was no way God will come and live in this temple till Jesus came to die for us and shed his blood for us, that his blood will cleanse us. Hallelujah. You don't understand what I said. Otherwise, you'd have screamed amen. You don't understand what I said. This is one of the things about Thanksgiving. When the thing is there for some time, you forget about it. This one thing about Thanksgiving. The thing may be very precious to you the first day, the second day, the third day. But after a while, you take it for granted. That's why now when you hear the blood of Jesus cleansing, you are there looking at me. You don't even see what it has done for you. But if you remember and you hear the blood of Jesus, you scream, amen! Amen. Amen. Amen! If you not shout me, I'll shout. Hey! So it was outside. Only the blood of Jesus could make the presence of God come and live in us. So this time, they said, let us go and bring the ark, the presence of God. Now, he said that it may save us out of the hand of our enemies. He said, those of you have been struggling with things that you want God to deliver you from. Look at these people. They are saying that what can save us out of the hand of our enemies is the presence of God. Not your money, not your connections, not your contact. The presence of God. So let us go and bring the presence. So all that I'm saying is that, look, this year and 2021, try and whatever you do, try and carry the presence of God with you. And wherever you go, try and carry the presence of God with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So the people sent to Shiloh that they may bring forth thence the ark of the covenant of the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth between the cherubims. Verse 5. Listen. Verse 5. And when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came into the camp, in other words, when the presence of God came into the camp, do you get it? In spite of what they were going through, all Israel shouted with a great shout when the presence of God came into the camp. In the midst of the problems, how many men have been killed? 4,000 men had already been killed, and they were still on the siege. But as soon as they saw the ark, which signified the presence, all Israel forgot about the dead, forgot about the battle, forgot about everything, and shouted with a great shout so that the earth rang again. Hey. They shouted that the earth was, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, 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 shouting, ringing like that, because they saw the presence of God. They believed that the presence of God had come there. Hallelujah. And they had all faith. So Bible said the earth rang again. Next verse. And then the Bible says, and when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? Who were the Philistines? The Philistines were the people who had come against them. And they had already killed 4,000 of them. And they were about to destroy them. And they also heard it. You see, your shouting should be loud, that the Philistines will hear. Hallelujah. Your shouting should be what? That the Philistines, your blessing, that's when your blessing go loud. You think your blessing go loud, you go and say, my blessing go loud. It go loud, my blessing go loud. It starts with something. Your shouting too should be loud, so that your enemies will hear. It don't matter what you are going through, how tired you are. It don't matter. Your shouting should be loud. Some will shout, some will not shout. But those who shout, will shout. Amen. Sit down. And Bible says that they heard the noise of the shout, and they said, what meaneth the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? What is the meaning of this? The people that we have caused so much pain, the people that we have beaten, and we are expecting to hear cries. We are expecting to see depression.
We are expecting to see a people who cannot be happy. How come they are happy? How come? And may your enemies see you happy. May they see you rejoicing. May they see you jumping. They thought it was over with you. But may they see, may they hear, may they be confounded and they be confused. They thought it was over. Hey, because the meaning, say the thief, he came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But when he steals, he kills, and he can still hear noise, shout, everything. He becomes confused. He becomes confused. Can you imagine somebody entered your house and stole all your goods? And the next day he saw you, the thing he stole, maybe if you stole your car, maybe it was a small car. Then the next time, so you are driving a bigger car, and you are playing music in the car, and you are going as if nothing has happened. What do you think will happen to your enemy? He will be confused. So 2021, may you confuse your enemies in the name of Jesus. Confuse them. Hey, what is the meaning? What meaneth this? What meaneth this? And listen to this, listen to this. And they understood that the ark of the Lord was come into the camp. Who understood? Who understood? Who understood? Your enemies will understand that you serve a living God in the name of Jesus. Hey, you sit down. He said, they understood. Not you didn't tell them. You didn't tell them. But they themselves. Your blessing became so loud. Your neighbors, they saw it. They understood. You didn't tell them. See, sometimes there are things you don't see. There are things people will see. And may your blessings be like that. You will not say anything, but they will understand. And what did they understand? They understood that the presence of God has come into the camp. And listen to what they said. They understood that the blessing of the Lord has come into the camp. And listen, and the Philistines were afraid, for they say, God is come into the camp. And they said, woe unto us. Woe unto us, for there had not been such a thing heretofore. Please, they will give you English, they will give you possible answers. It doesn't include this one. Do you get it? But in Bible, we say it. They understood it what? Heretofore. I wonder what it means. It says, they understood it heretofore. He said, their people said they were afraid. Me, you are beating me. And then the presence of God comes. And they were afraid. He said, this has never happened before. I tell you, 2021, the presence of God in your life will make people see you. All their plans of evil against you, they will be afraid to execute it, because there will be a powerful presence. Powerful presence. That's why in all you're getting, get the presence. It's good to get a lipstick. It's good to do the hair. It's good to change your face. Yesterday there was a ceremony. Some people were so changed when I saw, I couldn't recognize them. I said, my Lord and my God. Hey. I mean, I saw some. I passed by later. I said, this is the person. Wow. This is the person. The person has changed. Hey. They will not recognize you in Jesus' name. Where am I? They were afraid. They say here too far. They were afraid. Hallelujah. Then they said, woe unto us. Who shall deliver us? Who shall deliver us out of the hand of this mighty? They use gods. But who shall deliver us of this mighty God? Now, why am I reading this? And this is what they say. These are the gods. In other words, this is the God. They were pagans.
So they would answer,
this is the God that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. It means that even your enemy knows how far God has brought you. Yes. You don't know. You have forgotten. You have forgotten. That's why you can't thank God. You have forgotten where you used to be. You have forgotten that by this time on Sunday morning today, getting to Christmas, you probably would have been with that man. Hangover. They understood. And they said, this is the person. These are the God. We have heard how God delivered them. You see, that's one of the ways to really believe God for miracles is always remember what God has done just in the immediate past. It will always let you know that God can do the rest. Are you here with me? Yeah. Wonderful. So they understood. So this is what the presence of God does. Even the devil knows that when you have the presence of God, they will be defeated. And he's afraid. He's afraid. If Christians will stop the lipstick. That's what I was talking about. you thought I would forget. If they will stop the lipstick and the pancakes and the wigs. The wigs are good. Pancake is good. Lipstick is good. Nails good. Everything. But it must be accompanied. You must accompany it with the presence of the Lord. That is what makes it powerful. Are you here with me? The enemy will see you and say, wow, me, I'm afraid of hell. Me, I'm afraid of him. Hallelujah. So that is why last week we said that to bring the presence of God into your life is powerful. And we gave the key to unlocking the presence of God. And what is that key? What is that key? That key is what? Thanksgiving. The key of thanksgiving. Because you enter into anybody's house or door or room through the door. Until the gate is opened, you cannot enter. Is that not so? And we say we enter into God's presence with thanksgiving. Psalm 100. Enter into his courts. I will enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And I'll enter into his courts with praise. So thanksgiving, hallelujah, is very, very, very important. And that's why we've been talking. Next Sunday is our annual special Thanksgiving Sunday. And I don't want you to enter this Thanksgiving Sunday without understanding. I don't want you to enter into it religiously. I want you to enter into it spiritually with understanding. So you can open the gates and enter his presence. And when you are in his presence, there is joy. In his presence, there is peace. I will linger. I will stay in your presence day by day. Till your likeness may be seen in me. Yesterday someone sang and I realized I could also sing. Yes. I should believe in my singing. In his presence, there is joy. You see, that's why you see people, they are always smiling. You don't know what has happened to them, but they are always smiling. And he said, look, what is wrong? What is happening? Let's turn to Habakkuk. Chapter 3, verse 17. Habakkuk is in the Bible, please. Don't spoil your Bible. Or don't throw your phone away. Habakkuk, chapter 3, verse 17. It says, although the fig tree shall not blossom. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Although the fig tree shall not blossom. Some of you say fig tree It's like some business you started, some hopes you had. Although it shall not be materialized, although it shall not blossom, neither shall the fruit be in the vines. It means your expectations did not come to pass. All your hopes of 2020 did not come to pass. And for some time, maybe for years, you have been expecting some breakthrough. It's not coming to pass. Although it is not coming to pass, say the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. Hey, you labored, you forced, you did your best, done everything, and it did not work. Although it did not work, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Hey, next verse. Yet. Everybody say yet. Although, yet. Although, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. 2020, 2019, 2018, 2017, your expectations did not materialize. But in spite of that, you know there is still hope. So I shall yet rejoice. I shall yet rejoice. I should, yes, still, I will still walk in the presence of God. I will never let my problems take me. See, as soon as thanksgiving and praise is taken away from your heart and from your mouth, you move from the presence of God. And the situation becomes worse. It becomes worse. He said, I will yet rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord my God is what? My strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon my high places. Hey, as some of you, today you are low. Today you are walking in some places, you know, okadaristic ways and torturistic ways and all those things. But very soon, it shall be your own 2021 registered car. Hey, not the one, not the 2021 that you had it in 2019 and you didn't register. So you are waiting to register it in 2021. No, this one will be the proper 2021 where it is coming right from the showroom. Hey, I will rejoice. Look, I hear many of you rejoicing in 2021. I say, I hear what once made you cry is going to turn for your favor. You will sit and say, wow, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Although, sit down, although the future did not blossom, my plans did not come to pass. Hey, but God knows best. God knows best. Hey, Joseph had dreams. Dreams. But by the time he realized, he was in a pit. What a shock. Then some glimmer of hope came. They took him out of the pit. So, oh, wow, my breakthrough has come. Then he found himself as a slave. Oh, is that all my dreams? Is that where it has brought me to? Okay, then he started doing well. Then, Potiphar's wife go to prison. Oh, what a shock. What is this? Then, they called him to the king's palace. Then the people who sold him, the problem, the people represents the problem that you are going through, the thing that is making you cry. The people who sold him came to see him. They were coming to see him to apologize. Oh, are you coming to apologize to me? Oh, you thought you were doing me. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you give them coke? Can you give them tea? I mean, Ghana tea means tea. Can you give them tea? Can you give them coke? Can you give them what? Pork. Can you give them pork fried rice? Can you give them some fried plantain? Then when they finish, then he put on music. Boom, cha, boom, boom, cha, boom, cha. dancing. He was dancing. Hey, the man was dancing. Hey, what's happening? Then when he finished, he said, ah, so you thought you were selling me. Oh, man. You were actually fulfilling the plan of God for my life. That means that what is happening to you today, don't let it worry you at all. It is, you need to dance some music. Okay, my skills is not coming. The skills will come and I will make some moves. Hey, Joseph said, you, that's what you thought, eh? You know, sometimes that's how people think they are doing you. Then you'll be laughing in your head. You think you are doing me? No. You're actually helping. God has got some plans. But for the plans to come to pass, he needs a catalyst. In science, they have something that has a, is it nitrate? It speeds up the process. I forgot your science. Now you should settle now. The person was dancing. A scientist. It speeds up. Yeah, there's some agent of catalyst. What are some of them? Eh? Yes, but also some of those chemical agents. Chemical agents. N24. Yeah? Enzymes. But they have some chemical. These are the. Hey, you just finished your. Let's see. Okay, you are remember. I remember from potassium nitrate. Ah, that was the chemical that you used to write. N something. H. N. N. P. But you knew they didn't say it. When you say I'm an art student. All of you, as the four was dancing, when I asked the suddenly she slammed to a chair like that. I said, they are just what? Potassium nitrates. You thought you were, they thought they were doing Joseph. Hey! They thought. But God meant it for good. Hallelujah. Some of you, the reason why you're not married today, if you have the key, you'll be happy. It only means that Mr. Right, to give you the long honeymoon. Honeymoon, honeymoon, honeymoon has not come. But in 2021, I said what? In 2021, it's happening live. Because now you have the key. You are going to say what? Thank God. That's when you come to go and there's praises, please. The room may be hot. The room may be whatever. Charlie, praise your God. Be happy. Because it's a key. It's a key. So the people, the enemy himself knows where we are going. So thanksgiving opens the door. So let's quickly to see. Oh, we have just 10 minutes. Let's look at two or three examples where thanksgiving opened doors. Amen. Two or three examples. John chapter 11, verse 41. Okay, let me skip it and come to Acts 16, 26 to 23. This is about Paul and Silas. You know there is a Paul and his brother. Paul and his wife, Silas. After they have been captured for doing good and put in prison. Paul said that in the night, he said, after they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. Upon receiving such orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks. What did they do? They didn't do anything bad. But the enemy, they caught them and they put them, they chained them, they put them in prison, whatever. But they had a key. Bible says that at midnight, Paul and Silas Paul and Silas started complaining. Paul and Silas became depressed. Saul and Silas said, "What is this God that we have come to serve? Since we started serving every day, one problem upon trouble. Now look at where we are. We can't even see our wives. We can't see our children. Look at where we are in prison." Paul and Silas, at midnight, is that what they did? Bible says, at midnight, when all hope was lost, Paul and Silas sang praises unto God. Hallelujah. They did what? They used the key. Because look, what can we do? What can you do? That problem, that thing has come. That thing has happened already. So what should you do? Use the key. So they sang praises. And they sang praises with meaning and understanding. And the Bible said that, and the prisoners heard them. Other prisoners, they heard. Why would they hear them? Because they were quiet. They were quiet. They were thinking. They were looking for lawyers. But they sang praises. And look at what happened. The Bible says, and suddenly, there was a great earthquake. Hey. Just singing praises. You know, some of you, when you come here, you are singing praises. You don't know what is happening suddenly in the realm of the spirit for your life. You don't know. That's why you are quiet. You are thinking about the chains. You are thinking about where you are. You are even thinking about the unjust treatment they have meted to you because you haven't done anything wrong. So yeah, you are saying, man is bad. Fear man and live long. Fear woman and save your life. Hey, you'll be telling all manner of things. Proverbs and all sort of things that your people have told you. Fear man, man is this, man is that, man is that, man is that. But they started praising God. I mean, listen, what do you lose? What do you lose by just staying in your home and praising God and thanking God? You lose nothing. Is that not so? Yeah. And Bible says, suddenly, there was a violent earthquake. 2021. There should be some violent earthquakes. Some people who have been worrying you, they have been stopping your progress, they have been stopping your joy, you cannot flow, you cannot go to your limit. There must be some sudden great earthquakes. We may not see them with our naked eyes. We may only understand when we go to heaven, but our thanks will do it for us. We don't even want to see them. That's their business. But as for you, they'll be shake up. Things that can be shaken will be shaken. He said that the foundation of the prisons were shaken. Shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open. How can you enter into God's presence and doors will be closed to you? What, no matter what prison you are in, if you are in the presence of God, prison doors shall open. And those of you in some kind of prisons, you know the prison you are in. Today you are coming out of the prison in the name of Jesus. And use the key. You don't open, it doesn't open. You open, it opens. Use the key. At once. Look, we should be hearing a lot of these things. Bishop, at once, the miracle has come. I don't know how it came. We should be hearing a lot of this. Because we should be walking in the presence. The Lord your God in the midst of thee is mighty. Hallelujah. Then, let me read another one and we'll close. Second Chronicles, chapter 20 and verse 1. We read 20 verse 1, then we'll jump. And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle.
Have you seen that these are Christians that we never stop fighting? Hey, every day, one battle after the other. But the good thing is that we keep winning the battles. And every battle we win takes us a step higher.
We see the battles as just tests to take us to the next level. For us, battles don't come to stop us. Battles come to prepare us to the next level. That's all. So let them come. Though the enemy shall come against you like a flood, the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. So let them come. Hallelujah. Bible says, then there came unto Jehoshaphat some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazantoma. Catalombras talastas. They be in what? Hazazon.
You see, you think I've seen problems. You see somebody's problem.
Even the name of the problem is big. Hazazontoma. Zontama. Okay. Which is in Engedi.
It's like a daughter who has to tell you that you have headache. They go and say so many things to give you more headaches.
They are coming against you. They came and told him that, Charlie, the year has not even started, but this is the problem that is going to happen to you. Hey,
anybody who thinks that 2021, you don't see these guys, you are lying. The Philistines, the Moabites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Hazazontomes.
Ah! But we are glad because those things make us rather go forward faster in life. The more they come, I think somebody made it harder they come. The more they come, the more we overcome.
Hallelujah.
The more they come, the more we overcome. So don't be afraid of battles.
No. Fear not. The battles are just there for as stepping stones. So some of us, we are like guns in the realm of the spirit.
No guns, when they see fight, they are very happy. But not the guns in the fighting. The guns in the speaking. But in the fighting, they beat them, but they're speaking. They are like roaring lions, but they are not lions. Hey! Bible, then let's jump to 21. Second Chronicles. Before they come in, they get the choir, minions, and then Obana co somewhere, co bonus somewhere, Obana, my bubana. Please, I'm just joking.
Second Chronicles 20:21.
And when, that means they've come to tell him all these things, all the things have taken place, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed army generals. He appointed 5-star Green Berets, U.S. Marines, snipers, SWAT team. Is that what he did? He appointed singers, and all the singers were as big and as fat as Yolanda stand up, let them see you. These were the singers. Wow, macho singer. These are the singers who, macho singers. Is she macho? They appointed singers like this ones. Where? And that they should praise the beauty of holiness. The guys have come against you. They have closed all doors. They are coming, they are defeated, they are killing you. And you are going to battle against them. Then all you do is to bring Yolanda and co. and Vicky and Georgia and give them songs. Give them songs that they should sing. Look at the other one. Was Priscilla, look. Priscilla was the lead singer. And Yolanda. They were the ones. Are we serious? Are they serious? Do you think God was serious? Ah. I mean, even if you are going to appoint singers, where is Johansson? I mean, appoint singers like Johansson. I'm sure they are out. Where is Gerald? Ah, yeah! Meet singers. We can even throw this are national security. They are singers, but they have some guns and things on them. And when they will be as if they are singing. So when you come, not they go, pa, 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 pa. But these ones, even the guns, they rather fall from handling the guns. Hey. And they say, come, praise God in the beauty of holiness. And as they went, listen, and as they went out before the army, so singers before the army, that's what I'm saying, that presence before your face, all the shining of the face, all the doing of the hair, presence before that. So they went before the army and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercies endured forever. Praise the Lord, for his mercies, and they were singing. For his mercy shall endure ever faithfulness. And someone said, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! And the army was coming like that. The army was following them like that. And they prayed, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! They were going. Hey!
Wow.
Verse 22. And when, verse 22. And when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, praise, the Lord set an ambushment against the children of Amnon. The Lord did what? In other words, the Lord took over the battle. He said, your enemy shall come against you like a flood, but he shall lift up a standard. The Lord shall set up an ambushment. In 2021, we shall see many of such ambushments in the name of Jesus. The Lord set an ambushment against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah. And they were what? And they were what? And they were what? Smitten. They don't tell us whether the army went to fight with them, but what they told us is the important role of thanksgiving. When thanksgiving went ahead, hallelujah. So church, we have a key. Although your hopes didn't come to pass, you thought by all means by this time you should be wearing a ring. By all means, by this time, you should be in where? Europe or Azerbaijan or wherever. You thought by all means, by this time, it didn't happen. But still, don't let the devil take the praise away from your mouth. Keep on thanking him. Keep on thanking him. God is setting you up for a major, major, major. I see a major victory ahead of somebody today. A major, major, major. I mean, such that you have never imagined. Such that you have never imagined. It shall be more than even Manasseh, the Lord has made me to forget. It will make you forget even what has ever made you to cry. You will go around, you see, some of you, some people did you evil. And they even told you they did you evil. But I tell you, go and see them and thank them for doing you an evil. Because in the evil they did you, God has given you a great victory. In the evil they did you, God has given you a great victory. Only don't forget to thank him. Always, always thank the Lord. Always thank him for whatever. Start your prayers with thanksgiving and you'll always be blessed. Hallelujah. Let us with a gladsome heart praise the Lord for his mercy shall endure. You can lift it up. If you have some mouth, you can use it to sing. But praise the Lord for his good. Praise the Lord for his good. For his mercy shall endure. Ever faithful. I see the Lord raising an ambushment for somebody against some enemies. Against something that came against you, I see an ambushment being raised. I see your enemy being spitting before you. Come on. This is the song God gave to them. They should go before the army and sing, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, for he is good, he is good. Whatever has happened, he is good, he is good. Why don't you just begin to thank God? Begin to thank God. Begin to thank God. Thank God for 2020. Thank God for 2020. All the things that happened. Thank God for 2020. Thank you for 2021 that is coming with thanksgiving. With thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. You know something? I saw in the realm of the spirit oil that was being poured like that from a bottle. Very, the oil looked so golden. So golden in color. I saw it just being poured like that. And the Lord is saying, I am really, really, really enjoying what I'm seeing. And I'm anointing my people for victories. I'm anointing. Listen, the Lord is not looking at the song you are singing. He's looking at the heart of thanksgiving with which you are singing the song. And I tell you, as many of you, I can see, I see the Lord pouring it over your head. Just begin to thank God. Just thank him. Thank him. I see an ambushment being laid against all your enemies in the name of the Lord Jesus. I see it. 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 Oh, Jesus. Oh. What breakthroughs. What blessings. What open doors that we are seeing amongst us. What unusual miracles. Unusual miracles. What testimonies. Oh, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the many doors opening for us. Thank you. that they shall not see us like this again. They shall not see us like this again. They shall always be moving forward. Moving forward. Higher and higher. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for every single person here today who understands how to use the key of thanksgiving to open that door for your presence in their lives. That whatever happens, because of your presence, we will always see that God is working for our good and things are working for our good in the name of Jesus. You see, if you have the presence of God with you, that's why you can say that all things are working together for my good. When you are cooking, those of you know how to cook. How many of you know how to cook? When you are cooking, you take so many ingredients. You take pepper, you take onion, you take tomato, you take salt, you take water, you take all those things. If you should take them, let's say you are cooking lye soup, you want to cook the lye soup in your stomach, so you are going to eat the pepper, chew the salt, chew the tomatoes, and then pour the water, bring the water to make the soup in your stomach, you'll not be happy. Even though these things, when they are used well, it makes a nice soup for you. But if you take it individually, you'll not be happy. Hallelujah. Sometimes that's how it is. When it's there, pepper is here, onion is here, tomato is here. This, you think that what is going to come out of it? But when they all come together, when the salt, when the water, when the tomato, when the onion, when the water, when the meat come together, they become nice soup. Let me tell you something. Some of you are about to finish preparing your soup. You have seen the pepper, you have seen the tomato, you have seen the salt, you have seen this. It's just about time that you're going to put all in the water on fire. And then fire, can you imagine? You take the fire also. But the fire is what will boil the soup. So now I want to eat the fire, so it will boil in my stomach. But now the fire is also coming. After the fire and the food is cooked, then in 2021, it's a nice light soup. And so shall it be that in 2021, you shall see that all things have come together. And now it's time for you to drink the soup. Now it's time for you to be happy. You will say that when I saw the ginger, it was so bitter and so hot. I couldn't stand it. But now look at what the Lord has done. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Every single one person here who has gone through the pepper, the salt, the fire, gone through it, we know that the food is about to be cooked. It is time for enjoyment. Thank you for peace. Thank you for everything. As we thank you always in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's take our seats. Wow. This is a powerful key, isn't it? Key of thanksgiving. Now, one of the ways to express your thanks is also in giving. You thank God by praise. You thank God by worship. You also thank God by giving. So that next week Sunday is our annual Thanksgiving Sunday, where we all wear white. If you don't have white, you can wear blue. But make your heart white. But we all wear white. When we come and praise God, we'll dance. We just dance and be happy. Say, let the singers take the lead and let the army follow. We'll come and thank God. Although what we wanted, we didn't get. But we know that the God we serve, He is a living God. And there's a song that they sing, but I forgot how to sing. Say, Minim se meje fo te yase, ot yase. See, some of you didn't go to church when we heard this, so you don't know how to sing them. Minim se meje fo te ase. Otia se wo ma kume. Kunim zi wo na bataso. Kunim zi wo na bataso. Oh, I remember my grandmother. She used to take me to church. I used to play the bankasi. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, God is our victory, and you have the victory. We shall dance with you. We shall rejoice with you. Hallelujah. We shall celebrate your victories with you in the name of Jesus. Sunday, come. Portia, white, white. You can even do your hair white. Victory throughout. And let us come and dance and praise God. As we come, we are coming with our substance of thanksgiving. So last week I gave you thanksgiving envelopes, which we do every year. And this year, how many of you were not in church last week? Okay, give me the, then give me the sanitizer. And then I'll sanitize my hand. Now, you may not even be coming to this church on Sunday, but wherever church you are going, you have to thank God. It's a principle that will help you. So I need you to come for this envelope of thanksgiving. With all that you have to give, give a special thanksgiving offering and say, Pastor, next week Sunday, I want to come and thank God specially for now and for 2021. Say, with thanksgiving, in anticipation for what is happening. So if you're not here last week, come for your envelope and God bless you. If you're not here for last week, please come and stand with the sanitizer. If you're not here last week, come for your envelope of thanksgiving. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You are saying, I'm just thanking you. I'm just thanking you. God bless you. For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that you are going to do. For all that you promised, all that you are, it's all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you.
Who are you?
For all that you've done, I will thank you. For all that.
So if you need to thank God for your children exams that they're about to take, thank God for victory.
Promise, all that you are is all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you.
Oh, no, it's okay.
And I thank you, Lord.
This one is just to say thank you, Jesus, for 2021 into 2020 into 2021. We are thanking God in advance.
Thank you for giving your life just for me.
Lord, I thank you. We are thanking God before time.
Thank you.
We are not waiting for 31st night. As for us, it starts from now.
And I thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Ten lepers came to Jesus to be saved, to be healed. At the end of the day, only one came back to say thank you. And Jesus asked, were there not ten? Where are the rest? So he said that God expects you, that there are times you give special thanks. See, I was expecting more people to say thank you. That coronavirus came, but they lived through. They didn't die. That they traveled to work, daily on buses too. But they didn't die. They are alive. They are coming to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For all that you have done, we say thank you. And for all that you are going to do, we say thank you. Thank you. Look, you people, you have to be sharp. Eh? God bless you. God bless you.
For all that you've done,
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Please. How can you come and get Thanksgiving envelope and don't bring it back? All that you are saying is that, hold back my blessing and close that door. So make sure the song didn't come. So make sure, even the song didn't come because he wants you to bring it. Make sure you bring it. One for you, one for your wife, one for your child. Okay. It's not everybody who goes to give birth that comes back. So thank God for that. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You know what God has done for you. And you know what you can do. And what you can give to thank God. Somebody says that. When I was young, I used to say, midi mini kabakwi. I don't know why I always thought that's how it meant. That midi mini kabakwi, beba faria ma yehuwa. Semi sheni onyamia ye. Adiawa ya mami. Look at this Yahoo internet. Ini padie beba. On Sunday, yeah, we'll bring our money, we'll bring our, and we'll bring our body too. If I remember what the Lord has done for me, so how do you say it in English? He has done great things for me, so I will thank him with my body. Please, what is your best food? My best food is apeprese, koto, and a puffy. Okay, daddy, teacher says you should write how did this. So, teacher, for how are you? Okay, my best meal is this way, chocolate drink. All that you need is hot water. Amen. This people, they can't sing the song. So I'm trying to explain the song to them in English. In English, you say, lady pastor, send me share the niamia ye. How do you say it in English? Adiawa ya ma me son. Midi mini padre yi. Midi mini padre yi. I'll use my whole being. As a sacrifice in worship to God. This is what is the meaning of the song, Ruby. This is the meaning of the song. Amen. This way to create rain. That's all. Seme kai do. Mizi mini padre yi. Beba faria ma yehoa. Mizi mini padre yi. Beba faria ma. So Sunday, are you coming with your nepadre yi? And with your envelope? Are you coming with your dancing shoes? Then this Sunday, everybody with an envelope. You collected for 4 for 2. Your envelope, you shouldn't send your envelope. Come in person. In fact, this Thanksgiving, we need your person more than your money. Actually, we need the nipedria more than the money. Come and let us thank God, and God will bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus. And let's take our seats at the appropriate time. I know there are some of you who need to receive Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. There are those of you who are coming for the first time. We need to give you a wonderful, wonderful Loyalty House welcome, which is, you can have it in no other place than here. Wonderful Loyalty House welcome. But before that, we want to take our first and best and our tithe. So you came to church with your first and best and your tithe. You came to church with your first and best and your tithe. Can you stand to your feet wherever you are? And let me pray with you. You came to church with first and best, all your tithe. Stand to your feet. Let me pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. You have it physical or Momo, you can still stand to your feet. You just Momo it or you bring it physically. Father, thank you for all these ones who are honoring with their first and best and their tithe. This one is opening the windows of heaven and to pour them out a blessing. Blessings that will blow our minds. Blessings that we cannot understand, but we can only say it is the doing of the Lord. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you have it here, put it here. If you have it on Momo, come and put the offering bag. Or if you have it on Momo, you test it. But God bless you for coming. God bless you for coming. Come and put it in. Open the basket. The baskets are not open. God bless you. Mizi mini padye, you people, you are too. Okay, if you have any envelope with you, Ben MP, Basenta, any envelope, any convention envelope, any envelope with you, I want you to come and put the offering basket right now, especially Ben MP. Is it Ben MP week or next week? Okay. Okay, we're going to take the offering. When you are coming, any envelope you have with you, fundraising, Basenta, come and put on it. And then those of you online and radio, please, the numbers are on the screen. Some of you have been radio church members for a long time, Facebook church members for a long time. You don't give tithe. You don't give offering. You're always enjoying on radio. You always enjoy on Facebook. Be a proper member. So the numbers we put on the screen, call them or text them and say, I'm an online member of the church and I want to register fully and properly. Call and do that and give your offerings, give your everything online and you'll be blessed. Amen. So lift up your offering. Take a very, very good offering. Very, very good offering. You now take the offering and tell yourself this offering is good. You yourself. If it's by phone, lift up your phone. But tell us that this offering is not any change that I'm throwing away. Mr. Blanks, you said this offering is good. Yes, take a good offering. Say, so this offering is good. Every one of you, and let's pray over the offering. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to give. These are seeds that we are sowing. These are houses. These are school fees. These are increased salary. These are jobs. The seeds that we are sowing, and we know that it will come back to us in good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. God bless you. Come and put in your offering. We also welcome. This evening is Carol's night. This evening is Carol's night. So we want to, that's why we have closed very, very early so that you can hang around. It's 4 p.m. So just flow around. Or if you want to go home, go quickly and come back. Wear your Christmas attire, Christmas hat, Christmas watch, Christmas spectacles, Christmas everything, Christmas shoe. And then come. And also Friday is Christmas Sunday, Christmas Day. Every Christmas Day, we have Brunya, sir. We have Christmas church. So this Friday, I want all of you to come. Friday Christmas service is very short. We wear our Christmas attire, and then we come short. We come here by 8:30. By 10:30, we have closed. We are going to eat our Christmas things and be happy. And this Christmas, you'll be happy. You'll be happy. God will bless you. God bless you. You should learn also to give by Momo.
Next week, Sunday, we'll do social distancing dancing. I think it's a long time since we dance in church. We'll do social distancing. They will tell you, you dance here. When you finish, you go. Then another batch will come and dance, and they will go so that we can dance more. Yes, I check. Wonderful. We want to welcome the babies who are going to be dedicated. All babies going to be dedicated. Please come. Let your parents carry you and bring you here. All babies. How many babies? Four. Four babies to be dedicated, and we'll close the service. Okay. Hey, you have three already, and this is the fourth one. Brother, you are powerful. This is the first one. There are four. This is the second one. Matilda, you are born. Okay. Who else has born? George. Ah. Where is your baby? It is your baby. See the babies. Four. Okay. Is that the baby's auntie? The baby's mother. The mother can't find a place. You see, Richard. Okay, I think it's okay. They're okay now. So, let me see the babies. The families of Tamate, Enchi, Tamakulo, and his son, Tamate, Enchi, Tamakulo, his son. All of them, while men slept, they didn't sleep. Hey, at this church, we preach, we do. We do, we born. Hey, it's an action church. Hey. Okay. All husbands and wives, God bless you for wonderful work you've done. It's a good thing to have children and bring them to church to be dedicated to God. This thing that you are doing, it's what is going to carry them for the rest of their years. Because of this, they will live long. Amen. And they'll be good children. So church, let's stretch for the hand towards these babies. How many boys and how many girls? Two boys, two girls. Kayanto labastas. Please register them just in case. When they grow, they can be labadoos themselves. Two boys, two girls. Just pray for them that God will sustain them. God will keep them. They grow up to be good children in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wonderful. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we'll ask, we'll start with the son. Who has a microphone?
No, one person should hold the mic. Where's Ato? Santana is the microphone and let one person hold it. You always forget yourselves. Just hold the microphone. We start with the son here. Santana is it. Uh-huh. Yes, this is a son who has a son. Who has a wife. He's used to touch anyway. Who has a wife and has given birth. So, son, can you give us the name of your child?
The name of our baby girl.
Is it on?
Yes, the name of our baby girl is Zoe Ohima Yowayo Ison.
Zoe Ohima Yowayo Ison. Yes. Hey, what's the meaning of this name?
Zoe means life.
Zoe.
Zoe. Uh-huh. Means God kind of life.
God's kind of life.
And Ohima.
You forgotten?
Ohima means queen.
Queen.
Yes, that means a ruler. And Yowayo means younger lady. Young lady.
Yowayo. Yes. What language is it? Ada.
Ada.
Ah. Yowayo, young lady.
Yes.
Ah, okay.
And the son means the family. The family.
The son is the family name. Okay. Wonderful. Damaklo, can you tell us the name of your child? Yours too is a girl. Okay. If the girls are here, the boys are here. Okay.
The names of our baby girl is Brianna Nayiram Damaklo.
Eh?
Brianna Nayiram Damaklo.
Brianna Nayiram Damaklo.
Yes, please.
What's the meaning of this name?
Brianna means strong. Strong.
From where?
It's of an Irish origin.
Irish origin?
Yes, please.
Young?
Yeah.
Brianna?
Yes. Strong?
Mm.
Yeah. Nayiram is an Ewe name, which means bless me.
Blessing?
Bless me.
Bless me?
Yes.
Please. Ah, Nayiram. Mau Nayiram.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Tamaklo is a family name.
Which means family.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Which means family. Then... Tamate.
The
name of your child
is actually we are naming him after Pastor Gabi.
Pastor Gabi, you named, where's Pastor Gabi? Ah, that's Pastor Gabi. He named him after Pastor Gabi, and he's a good man.
Gabriel Best. Mau Kenny. Actually, Mau Kenny also is inspired by Reverend Hansen.
Reverend Hansen. Mau. Where's Reverend Hansen? Mau Kenny. But why is he inspiring my okay? What does he mean?
God's gifts.
What language is it? Adam.
Yeah,
I thought it's Ewe. Okay.
Yes. And then Tamate.
Mawukeni. God has
God's gifts.
Okay, you got okay then Tamate.
Tamate, yes.
Okay, now explain the names to us.
Gabriel means the strength of God. And then the best is most excellent.
Eh?
Most excellent.
Okay.
And then the Maukeni means the gift of God. Tamate, the family name, which means pioneer.
Eh?
The pioneers.
Pioneer. Sure. Then entry. The name of your child.
Seth Obrimpong Entry Junior.
Seth Obrimpong Entry Junior. Yeah. What's the meaning? So you are the senior. You are called Seth Obrimpong Entry. Okay, so what the meaning of your name that you are giving to him? Seth.
Seth is appointed. It's Hebrew origin.
Hebrew origin, appointed. Yes. Okay.
And then Obrimpong is someone who have a power. Okay, see, or will be owed to me.
Will be owed to me. Okay.
Yes.
Obrimpong.
Yes. Go see Akon. The fearless one will be a Unsu.
Entry.
Yes.
Go
see Akon.
I can't see Bosiako.
Entry.
It's always goes to the entry Bosiako.
Yes.
Oh.
The one who can die for his family or.
Can die for his family. So, yes. Will you die for your wife?
and then
I see. Yeah. And you have three lined up already.
Yes.
And this is the fourth. When are we expecting the fifth? 2022. Man, also, you're in Father, thank you for all these children. that you are giving to these wonderful families, to Seth, Obrimpon Entry Jr., Gebra Best, Mau Kini Tamate, Bryna Nairam Tamakulo, Zoe Ohima, Yuwayu, his son. Thank you for all these ones. We commit them onto your hands. Bless them. Keep them. May they grow and increase in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and with man. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may they grow to be good and godly children. Thank you for their lives. Thank you for parents. Thank you that their presence here on earth is going to be a source of blessing to many. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. God bless you. These are your certificates and Bibles. Does Daddy read the Bible to you? He doesn't. Does he read the Bible to you? When's the last time he read the Bible to you?
Yes.
Does Daddy read the Bible to you? Sure. You said no. Now you say yes. She forgot. Okay. This is your Bible and your certificate. Bible and your certificate. So God bless you. Read it to them and keep the certificate for them well as we take a powerful picture with the children. Smile. Wonderful. God bless you. Please, before we close, we're just about to close. But before we close, as they take their seats, very, very important. Very, very important. Every head bowed, every eye closed. This is very, very important. Very, very, very important. Wherever you are, this is the moment and this is the time. God brought us here to praise Him, to talk to us, and for this moment, that if there's anyone here, I'm making two calls. There's anyone here, you want to give your life to Jesus, and you are listening to me, radio via Facebook, you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to go to heaven when I die. So please pray for me, for my sins to be forgiven, and for me to know that I'll go to heaven when I die. Pastor, pray for me. This is the group I'm praying for. And the second group is, if today's your very first time of coming, maybe you didn't come because of but today's your first time of coming, you also want to give you a good welcome. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, or this is the first time of coming, can you please raise your hand and let me see, every eye closed. This is your first time of coming here. Can you give me a wave? God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Give me a wave, let me see. Close your every eye closed, and you want to give your life to Jesus, to join them. You've been here before, you want to give your life to Jesus, join them, God bless. Oh, please keep your hand up, let me see. God bless all of you, God bless. Can you please be on your feet so that we can see you? Can you be on your feet? Church, why don't you put your hands together for them? Why don't you put your hands together for them? Why don't you put your hands together for them? Now, I want you to do one last thing. Why don't you take your bag, your Bible, your 10,000 CDs you brought, take everything and come to me for wherever you are. God, but put your hands together for them as they come.
Keep clapping for them. Keep clapping for them as they come. Clap for them. Clap for them. God bless you. Rise. Hallelujah. Shall we bow down our heads as we pray this prayer? I want you to say after me. Say, if you are giving your life to Jesus. Let's all join them to pray. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for sending Jesus Christ.
Thank you for sending Jesus Christ.
Your beloved son.
Your beloved son.
To come and die on the cross for me.
To come and die at the cross for me.
This afternoon.
This afternoon.
I accept Jesus.
I accept Jesus.
As my Lord.
As my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
And my personal Savior.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
And please write my name.
And please write my name.
In the book of life.
In the book of life.
From today.
From today.
I am born again.
I am born again.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For saving my soul.
For saving my soul.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. I'd like you to follow our lady pastor here. She's waving a hand. Just follow her. She's going to speak to you for some few minutes before you go home. Hallelujah. Oh, you can do it better for them. Wow. Thank you so much, Bishop, for such a powerful word. You cannot end the year 2020 without properly saying thank you to the Lord. Hallelujah. And our Father is leading us to develop the heart of gratitude. Hallelujah. And also practicalize it. Amen. So I believe we all have our envelopes with us, Thanksgiving envelopes. Please give us a wave. Those of you who took it last week, I believe it's breathing somewhere coolly. Amen. So next week, Sunday, come with your, if you have your white, and also your dancing shoes, instrumentalists, make sure you don't disappoint us, because we are really coming to dance, to praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And also, don't forget, tonight is our carol service. 4 p.m. This evening is 4 p.m. 4 o'clock. So after service, just buy some yam, some pork, freshen up, and then we come back at 4 as we take off. Hallelujah. We are going to have some powerful music, illustration, drama. Hallelujah. You'll be very excited you came. Praise God. So you can come with your Christmas hat, Christmas colored. Dress code, red, green, blue, indigo, any color, but be happy. White, your hat, your spectacles and everything. Tonight, this evening, 4 p.m. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Right. Thanksgiving offerings. The families of Mr. and Mrs. Tamate are thanking God for a successful naming and dedication of their son, Gabriel Best. Malkeni Tamate just happened right now. They are saying thank you to the Lord. Put your hands together for them. And Mr. and Mrs. Ampong thanking the Lord for 1 year marriage anniversary. Wow. They've already clocked 1 year. Give us a wave. Give us a wave, Mr. and Mrs. Ampong. Shabola Kasa. Jesus. Amen. Then Mrs. Laurentia Asare Kese is saying, she's saying, I thank God for helping us to bury my dad successfully and also in peace. God bless you, Mrs. Laurentia Asare Kese. God bless you. And our condolences to you. Hallelujah. Clap for her. Clap for her. More Thanksgiving offerings. Mr. Ado is thanking God for his daughter who has a powerful grade to go to SHS. Free SHS. She's also going to enjoy the free SHS. Put your hands together for the Lord. She has qualified to enjoy free SHS in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Another Thanksgiving offering, Mr. and Mrs. Akwaku. Wow.
and thanking the Lord for a successful wedding yesterday. Put your hands together. Let's welcome the freshest couple in town. The freshest couple. This is our own beloved bishop's daughter. Got married yesterday. Oh, are you clapping for the Lord? This man has changed her name from Sam to Akwaku. Hallelujah. Oh, give them some. All right, Charlie. Tell us where they are coming from. Oh, why? You didn't fear the mic. Aha. They were on the mountains. They have descended. They are here to fly into the moon, but at least they have something to tell us. So, Mr. Akwaku.
I said she has something to tell us.
Apara. Please, we want to see your face. You know. Uh-huh. So, ladies first. Okay. Charlie is the man, so he's passing it on.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Charlie, let me see your finger. Hey, Charlie. Wow. Now, when she's going to buy tomatoes, oh, fine. Tomatoes are here. How much is the tomatoes? Tell us.
We haven't gone to the moon yet. When we come
but the father is trying to intimidate her, but she asked, you say what?
We haven't gone yet, so when we go and come.
Oh, but at least you are from the mountains.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. Yes, give it to your husband.
Like my wife said, it was amazing.
Mawatana. Put your hands together for them. They have promised to tell us more stories when they come back next week. Hallelujah. So please, Mr. and Mrs. Akwak was saying that after church, don't run away. Don't go home. They have some big wedding cake for us. All of us to eat and be happy. So as you are going home, as you are going out, you can pick a piece of it and enjoy yourself and taste of the love from heaven. Praise God. Put your hands together for the Lord. Stand to your feet. Let's share the grace. Please, this evening, 4 p.m.
God bless you.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abid Dowenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live at Bishop Ishmael Sam-DHMM, also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International Abed Dowenya. God bless you.
Glory.
God bless you for listening to Active Word by Bishop Ishmael Sam. For copies of today's message or any other message by Bishop Sam, please contact us on 0244-534-816 or visit us at Loyalty House International, Abid Dawenya. You can also send Bishop Sam an email at pastorishmael@yahoo.com. For prayer and counseling, you can contact us on 0246-939-984. To support this program, send your donations via mobile money to 055-874-2922 or 050-940-0044. You can join us in worship via YouTube and Facebook Live at Bishop Ishmael Sam-DHMM, also at Loyalty House International HQ page. You can also join us in worship this and every Sunday in our powerful gathering service at 9 a.m. at the Loyalty House International Abed Dawenya. God bless you.